January 20th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I, your eternal now, understand the heart of your nation. You will always be one nation under my domain. Unfortunately, leadership of this great nation will not legislate now in agreement with what the soul of the nation wants. Many edicts will be in place to weaken this country spiritually, economically, and in belief in the truth. The word truth is already being profaned. This is why I tell you, build your house of personal holiness strong in the real truth. Obey my commandments. Be united in love of me. Those who do so will never be a part of a new world order in their hearts. They will be part of the army of victory of the genuine truth. Do not focus on what you no longer can do, but on the power of prayer, which is your strongest weapon against evil. If you believe you are defeated, then you are defeated. Believe in the power of prayer. This is the victory of good over evil." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.